The holidays are just around the corner, and Jocelyn Jackson has some new titles to add to your reading list. She's author of multiple works, including The Almost Sisters and The Opposite of Everyone. Here are her recommendations for our Southern Reading List. That's our series of authors and readers sharing books that define and reflect the South.
Sometimes I think we aren't aware of all the history around us every minute and just how deep the blood is soaked into this black, rich soil we live on. And so when I think about reading the South, I was thinking about like how different books that where history or the past is almost a character or it has a presence or they are actual historicals. Hello, I'm Jocelyn Jackson, and I'm here today to tell you a few of my favorite Southern reads. I would recommend You and I and Someone Else by Anna Schachner. It is, it's set in the Lowcountry, and in this book, the way the past informs the present is very, very personal. It's very much a book about family. Genre-wise, I would call it, it's literary fiction, but it's that kind of accessible, super readable literary fiction. Oftentimes, it's called upmarket fiction. I think the writing is beautiful. It's about a young woman, Franny, who, in order to craft her own story or change her own story, she has to sort of retell the story of her parents. I'm going to read just a little piece of it because I think my favorite thing about this book is just the writing is so pretty. She sat and gazed at the restaurant and the ocean and the lights of Charleston dotted on the sea. The salt from the water and air settled heavily on her body like the coat she wished she had brought along. There would always be a part of my father she wouldn't understand, she decided. She had known that when she married, and she would accept that. She would allow him that. She could better picture herself, her life even, if she had to work at knowing him. But what frightened her was that her child, the one growing inside her, might be the same. He had no doubt that I would be a girl. My mother did. In fact, in perfect role reversal, my mother stared the nearly 50-50 probability straight in the eye and questioned the very suggestion of balanced odds. As she saw it, the fact that she had tricked my father into parenthood, having planned my conception without asking for his complicity, would tip the scales in his favor. I would be a boy, she was sure. He'll probably look like you too, she told my father. He'll get those long, wasted eyelashes. I love her matter-of-fact, blunt, bold tone. The writing is so accessible, but what she does thematically is so complicated and layered. It's really quite nice. The next one I want to recommend is definitely a different genre. It is science fiction. And part of it's actually set in California. It's Kindred by Octavia Butler. I'm in two book clubs. I'm in my neighborhood book club, and I'm in a classics book club. And I think that's kind of a neat thing to do, especially as a person who writes books for a living. I was looking for ways to be more engaged as a reader because sometimes, like, reading was always my first love and my greatest joy. And it's, I mean, I spent most of my childhood with my nose buried in a book. Being in these book clubs gives me this feeling of the kind of reading that's not part of my job. Like, I read a lot for my job just to stay current on trends and what's happening and what all my friends are doing. And sometimes if I forget, you know, what a magic experience it is. And these book clubs sort of ground me. They give me people to talk about stuff with. And we chose Kindred in the Classics Book Club. It's the story of a young woman, modern. It was written in the 1970s, so take modern with a grain of salt. But she's a young African-American woman living in California. And she sort of gets stuck in time. And she gets pulled back to the antebellum South, where she intersects with her own family of origin. It's probably Octavia Butler's best known work, but any Octavia Butler that exists, you should probably read it. She's amazing. This was my first book of hers I'd ever read, and now I'm sort of in the middle of reading everything she ever wrote because it's so great. I'm just going to read you the opening of this. I love her matter-of-fact, blunt, bold tone. The writing is so accessible, but what she does thematically is so complicated and layered. It's really quite nice. I lost an arm on my last trip home, my left arm. I lost about a year of my life and much of the comfort and security I had not valued until it was gone. When the police released Kevin, he came to the hospital and stayed with me so I would know I hadn't lost him, too. And the last trip home that she's talking about, what she means by home, sort of unfolds over the course of the book. I love it. It's a book I'm keeping on my shelf that I'll probably reread rather endlessly. The last book I want to suggest, it's not even a book so much. Well, it is a book. It's a specific book, but it's by author Tayari Jones. She is now local, I believe. She's either moved here or she's moving soon to take a position at Emory, and she's from Atlanta. And her most famous book is definitely An American Marriage. It might even still be on the New York Times list right now. I am here to tell you not to stop there. I've been reading Tayari Jones since her first novel, and I think that's, after you finish An American Marriage, or you've probably already read it, go back and read her other books, especially this first one. It's called Leaving Atlanta, and it's set here at the time of the Atlanta child murders, and it's narrated by three kids who are in that sort of dangerous target age group. It is a beautiful, heartbreaking, really character-driven, intimate portrait of what it was like for these kids growing up inside of this thing that was happening. But it also just gets very much into their lives and who they are as people. They're all very, very real.
That was Jocelyn Jackson, author of The Almost Sisters. We used Red City Theme and City Limits by Blue Dot Sessions for music. If you have recommendations for our Southern Reading List, let us know on our Facebook group or at OSD Talk on Twitter. Coming up, a little look back at the year in art and looking forward to holiday art shows. This is On Second Thought.